Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation, by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. Purport. This important verse, Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya, Nataka 8.10, specifically describes the Lord's causeless mercy. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most magnanimous personality of Godhead, distributes his mercy in three ways to the conditioned soul. Every living entity is morose in the material world because he is always in want. He undergoes a great struggle for existence and tries to minimize his miserable condition by squeezing the utmost pleasure out of this world. But the living entity is never successful in this endeavor. While in a miserable condition, a person sometimes seeks the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is very difficult for materialistic people to obtain. However, when one becomes Krishna conscious by the grace of the Lord, the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord expands, and in this way a materialist may gain freedom from his miseries. Actually, his mind is cleansed by his transcendental connection with the lotus feet of the Lord. At such a time, one is enlightened by the loving service of the Lord. There are many different kinds of scriptures, and by reading them, one often becomes puzzled. But when one receives the mercy of the Lord, his confusion is mitigated. Not only are scriptural disparities resolved, but a kind of transcendental bliss is awakened. And in this way, one is fully satisfied. The transcendental loving service of the Lord constantly engages the conditioned soul in serving the Lord's lotus feet. Through such fortunate engagement, one's transcendental love for Krishna is increased. One's position is thus completely purified. And one is filled with transcendental bliss accompanied by the spirit soul's jubilation. Thus, the transcendental causeless mercy of Lord Krishna is manifested in the heart of a devotee. At such a time, material needs no longer exist. The lamentation that invariably accompanies material desires also vanishes. By the grace of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position, and then the transcendental mellows of the spiritual world are manifested in time. One's devotional service then becomes firm, and one engages in the Lord's transcendental loving service with great determination. All these combined fully awaken the devotee's heart with love of Krishna. In the beginning, a conditioned soul is bereft of Krishna consciousness, and is always morose in his material activities. Later, by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes inquisitive to know the absolute truth. In this way, one begins to engage in the transcendental service of the Lord. Next, by the Lord's grace, all misconceptions are vanquished and the heart is cleansed of all material dirt. It is only then that the pleasure of transcendental bliss is awakened. By the Lord's mercy, one is completely convinced of the value of devotional service. When one can see the pastimes of the Lord everywhere, he is firmly situated in transcendental bliss. Such a devotee is relieved of all kinds of material desires, and he preaches the glories of the Lord all over the world. These Krishna conscious activities separate him from material activities and the desire for liberation. Because at every step, the devotee feels himself connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although such a devotee may sometimes be involved in household life, he is untouched by material existence due to his constant engagement in devotional service. Thus, everyone is advised to take shelter of devotional service to become happy and liberated. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutan Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivashadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Ocean of Mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. So much is packed into this verse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is incomparable. And it is so magnanimous that we can never understand it. This verse is giving us some idea of how the Lord distributes his mercy. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, quoting his spiritual master, Prabhupada says, this verse describes the Lord's causeless mercy. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati explains how he distributes his mercy in three ways to the conditioned soul. Now, I'm not sure if any of you all have been readily able to pick up the three ways in this verse, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes his mercy. The different devotees have given class on this verse. Some devotees say that this verse shows the 10 ways in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes his mercy. But Srila Prabhupada is very clear in his purport that this verse shows the three ways. And actually each line in this verse explains the different ways. So we'll try to unpack some of that. I don't know how we'll do it in 20 minutes. The first thing, a statement that Saurabh Damodar Goswami makes in this verse is, Sri Chaitanya Dhaya Nide Tavadaya Bhuyad Amando Daya. Amando Daya. So Srila Saurabh Damodar Goswami is saying that may your mercy be eternally manifest in my heart. Now this is something that we all need, we all want. For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to be eternally manifested in our heart. And as we discussed, you know, the different lines of this verse, we can see how that mercy manifests and how we ourselves can gauge within our own hearts whether that mercy has manifested or not. And I thought when I was reading this verse, this is quite important. So the one interesting word here is the last word of this verse, Amando Daya. Srila Prabhupada translates it here, Amanda of good fortune, and Udaya in which there is awakening. Before Srila Prabhupada came to America, he once wrote an article in Back to Godhead magazine on this particular verse. And there he gave a very different meaning to this word, Amandodaya. He translated the word Amandodaya to mean non-corrosive. And it's very interesting why Srila Prabhupada uses the word non-corrosive. When something corrodes, it diminishes, like a metal rod. When it corrodes, when it rusts, it diminishes in size, it diminishes in quality. And it is explained that there are many merciful people that have come into this world to try to benedict the people of this world. Jesus Christ has come. I was hearing in Mother Vishaka's class yesterday, one of the devotees asked the question, you know, Lord Jesus Christ came and he gave his mercy freely. What is the difference between Lord Jesus' mercy and Lord Chaitanya's mercy? Did you hear that question yesterday? Maybe the answer will come out through this word, understanding this word, Amandodaya. So there's many merciful people that have come and tried to do good. Prophet Muhammad has come, Lord Jesus Christ has come, Karl Marx has come, he's trying to bring communism, you know, Lenin has come, Gautama Buddha has come. And they've all given their teachings. And they've all tried to benedict this world. But if you analyze the teachings that they've given and what they've given, we will see that it has brought a lot of corrosiveness in the world. Sometimes even more so than the mercy. Take, for example, the teachings of Prophet Muhammad. How much of corrosiveness is that bringing in the world today? Even the teachings of Jesus Christ. How many feuds, how many wars, how many disagreements arose from the different teachings and the different sects of Lord Jesus Christ. And same among the communists. So if we analyze the different types of mercies or the different attempts of mercy that has been attempted to be brought to this world, we could see that they all, to some degree or the other, have been corrosive. And it is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is very unique in that it's non-corrosive. Now there's also a deeper meaning to this word, non-corrosive. Because what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Jai Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Jai. So we also see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought a lasting impression within the hearts of everyone that he touched. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave everyone he connected with a direct experience of the transcendental ecstasy. So Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is saying something very important here. He's saying that if you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you are going to get something very unique. You are going to get a permanent experience, an impression in your heart. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here 500 years ago, this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought. Wherever Mahaprabhu would go, he was not so much interested in giving a philosophy. He was interested in giving people an experience, a transcendental spiritual experience. If you look at like the other great acharyas, like Sri Ramanuja Acharya, he gave, in one sense, he gave a philosophy. Many of the acharyas that have come, they've given teachings and they've given a philosophy by which if the people took that philosophy or the teachings in life, they would advance spiritually. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave a direct experience of spiritual life. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, he would engage in his Sankirtan mission. He would engage in Prem Sankirtan. And whoever heard the holy names of Krishna, immediately they would feel some transcendental ecstasy. Mahaprabhu would travel. I mean, he traveled all through South India. And wherever he traveled to Ramakeli, and wherever he went, he simply engaged in Harinam Sankirtan. He would stay one night in someone's house and then he would move on. And whoever he met, immediately they would feel a transformation of their heart. They would feel awakening of transcendental bliss. They would have a spiritual experience. And in this way, Mahaprabhu, he gave the real import of this word amandodaya, which means he gave them a spiritual impression on their heart. All the living entities in this world, we come with layers and layers of karmic impressions, which weigh us down, which make us feel miserable, which make us unhappy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came and he introduced the Sankirtan movement, he gave everyone this transcendental experience. There's an English saying, I won't remember what you did, but I will always remember how you made me feel. Have you heard that? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with that mission. How to transform people's hearts. One Srila Prabhupada, he asked the devotees a question. How do you know Krishna is God? One devotee said, it's said in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself, he says, is God. And Prabhupada said, that's a book, just a book. Then he said, but Prabhupada, you said Krishna is God. Prabhupada said, I'm just an old man. So Prabhupada is asking the devotees, how do you know that Krishna is God? And the devotees were giving, different reasons. Like Shyamasundar Prabhu, I ask you, how do you know Krishna is God? How are you? What would you say? Oh, okay. So he's giving a scriptural reference. And different devotees were doing that. Prabhupada said, no. You know Krishna is God when you engage in his service, when you chant his holy name, and when you take his prasadam, you feel transcendental pleasure. That's how you know Krishna is God. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give everyone this spiritual experience. I mean, let's all of us think about our own lives. How did we initially come to Krishna consciousness? And what made us stay? I remember I first came to Krishna consciousness when I was 19 years old. It was like 40 years ago. I was a student in university. So the devotees, they came to campus and they said, come students, come and sign up for this Bhakti Yoga seminar and come and live in the ashram for 5 days. I said, why not? So I signed up and I went to the temple. And the first day I went there, there was a big festival going on. And I just walked in and the festival was going on. And after that, they served a feast. And there was just like so many preparations coming. And, there was kirtan and there was deity worship. And there was just like so many things I've never experienced in my life. And after the fifth day when I was going to home and I was thinking to myself, I've never experienced anything like this in my entire life. This is something phenomenal. So if we think back, all of us, in our own lives, we will see that when we came in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, it was the experience that we had. So this experience that we have, the Acharya said, this is a permanent, it's an eternal impression within our hearts. It will never leave us. So this is something very unique about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It brings an experience which overcomes all previous impressions and experiences we have from our millions of lives. It completely suppresses all that, and it gives us the real experience of who we are as spirit souls. And that is why the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful. That is why the Harinam Sankirtan movement, you know, often I sit on a Sunday with Lokabandha Prabhu and we take breakfast together, and the first thing I ask Lokabandha Prabhu, did you go for Harinam yesterday? He said, yes. And I say, how was it? He said, amazing. He said, can I show you a video? He pulls out this video. And then he shows me, you know, the Harinam, Govinda Prabhu is singing, or Parashuram Prabhu is singing, and, you know, the teenagers are dancing, and it's just something, you know, phenomenal. People who have never had an experience of Krishna consciousness in their lives before, you know, they are jumping and they're dancing. You know, so we are like 500 years away, you know, from 538 years away from when Mahaprabhu was here. But Srila Prabhupada says Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is still going on. And the method to distribute the mercy within the hearts of all living entities, it's the same. It's the Harinam Sankirtan. It's the Prema Sankirtan. And whenever people experience that within their hearts, they get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, within the next few minutes, I just want to explain the three ways in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivers his mercy is described in this verse. It's very interesting, and it's very powerful to know and understand. So in each of the first three lines, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he states the problem of the living entity in this material world. Then he gives the solution that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. And then he's given the result that Mahaprabhu, that we get from taking the solution that Mahaprabhu has given. Like the, you know, Prabhupada explains, or you can summarize what Prabhupada has written there, that the, you know, the three main problems is depression, stress, and confusion. Kedaya, Vivadaya, Vinodhaya. And then he says the solution is Visadhaya, Rasadaya, and Samadaya. Now I'll quickly try to explain each of this. So the first problem he says is stress. Vishadaya. And the stress that people feel is because of the heaviness of the heart. This millions of lifetimes of layers of sin, of karma, that is sitting in their heart. And how is this removed? It's removed by purification, by the brilliance of the holy name of Krishna. And therefore he says in the first line, Pran Milad Amodaya. Pran Milad Amodaya means one feels transcendental bliss. One's heart becomes lightened and brightened by the brilliance of the holy name. So he says the first problem is Vishadaya, the stress. It's the contamination of the heart. The solution that Mahaprabhu brings is the purification through the holy name. And the result is the transcendental bliss. And then he says that once the heart is purified, then the soul wants to investigate, the soul wants to find out where is the truth, where is the knowledge, where can I find my relationship with Lord Krishna, the goal. Then one goes to the scriptures, the shastras. Then he says, but if you go into the shastras, what do we find? Confusion. All is one. Everything is two. So the shastras are full of confusion. And then he says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a very beautiful way, he removes all of the confusion. How does he do that? Through the second line, Rasadaya. And what does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says? Yes, all is one. Yes, also all is two. Everything is simultaneously one and two. And how does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do that? Through Rasadaya. Rasadaya means through love, through rasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, everything is love. For there to be love, there must be two. They can't be one. For there to be love, there must be two. And then, when there is two and there is love, everything becomes one, because there's a oneness in love. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, everything is reconciled through love, rasadaya. Therefore, one disciple of Srila Prabhupada once he said, Krishna consciousness is simply love masquerading as a philosophy. Krishna consciousness is simply love masquerading as a philosophy. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through giving the rasa, he's reconciled all of this difference between the scriptures. And the last one word here is, the last problem is apathy or indifference. That in spiritual life people can become indifferent. Shashvat Bhakti Vinodaya. And then Swara Damodar Goswami says, how is this indifference mitigated? He says, by Madhurya Maryadaya. And he says that what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does, through his philosophy, he nourishes. He nourishes the life of all the devotees through the process of Krishna consciousness that he gives. So, the process of Krishna consciousness that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, it nourishes the soul throughout his journey of spiritual life. You know, through the process of dancing and chanting and reading Srimad Bhagavatam and taking Krishna Prasadam and associating with the devotees. we experience the madhurya, the rasa. So I've tried to explain the first three lines very, very quickly. I mean, if you analyze and read the purport in more detail, you'll see that Srila Prabhupada explains everything very beautifully. And then Srila Prabhupada, he puts the icing or the icing on the cake or the cherry on the top. And he says, what happens when we get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What happens when we have these three problems? We take the three solutions and we experience the three results that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives. He says we experience an overflow in the heart. And what happens when we experience the overflow in the heart? One, preachers. That's what Srila Prabhupada says in the end. The devotee goes and he preaches everywhere. He preaches the glories of the Lord all over the world. So this is the beautiful process. I just wanted to conclude with one story. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he gave some classes on this verse. And once after he had given in his the classes on his verse, he asked the audience the question, so, how do we know if we got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And then he gave the answer. He says, you know you got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when you feel separation from Krishna. And then he quoted this verse three times. And he said, this verse is the Mula Mantra of our Sampradaya. And we just experienced on Monday the disappearance day of Sri Madhavendra Puri. And he quoted this verse, He Dina Dayadra Nata He Matura Nata Kadavoyaloka Yase. Ridayam twad aloka katavam daita brahmyati kim karomi aham. This is a verse spoken by Srimati Radharani. But what I found significant about this is if we've really got the experience of what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, you know, we are experiencing the solutions and the results of what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, as explained by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami in this verse, then we will start feeling within our lives from some separation from Lord Krishna. And if we're not feeling it, then we need to be praying and studying and trying to understand more and more how the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to us, how it manifests, and how we should be accepting it. Hare Krishna. I've gone a bit over time. I had to rush some of what we said, but hopefully the meaning of the verse came across. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Any verses any questions or comments by anybody?
So the last bit that you said, separation from Krishna.
Yeah.
So what is that creating?
Because of mercy? So you said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Yes.
Gives us separation from Krishna?
Makes us feel separation from Krishna. Yeah.
And that ignites what? More Sikh? More?
So according to the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, living in the mood of feeling separation from Krishna is the highest transcendental ecstasy one can ever experience. So there is it's a big topic. But essentially, there's two types of feelings. It's the feelings that come from meeting, and there's the feelings that come from separation. When there's two lovers and they are separated, the intensity of the feeling is far greater and ecstatic in one sense, more ecstatic than the feelings when they are together. So the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that, you know, the highest feelings of love that the soul can experience is the feelings of separation from Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that. He came to give that, and he came to give that freely. And he delivered that through his Sankirtan movement. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that, you know, unless we are feeling having these feelings of separation from Krishna, you know, we're still lacking something. Does that answer your question?
It is very profound. It's first time I come across this. Normally it is like you always remember and you always feel that Krishna is with you, and this association is always there. But what you're saying is very profound for me.
That's the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's what Srila Prabhupada taught. You know, the highest is. Therefore, when George Harrison made the song, you know, "My Sweet Lord, I really want to see you, I really want to be with you. Why it takes so long?" When Prabhupada heard that song by George Harrison, he approved of it. He said, "Yes, this is the mood. This is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu."
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Is there Prabhu there? Are you Prabhu? Yeah.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. You were saying in your class that we can know that Krishna is God if we engage in His service, take prasadam, and chant His holy name, we will have transcendental blissful experience. But what about the people who may come, stay for a few days, take prasadam, come for programs to chant, and what I forgot? Yeah, chant prasadam. And then still they live with impression that Krishna doesn't exist. This is just, you know, some sentiment. This is some, some people doesn't have this experience. So why is it so?
It's all to do with the condition of their heart. You know, the more heavy the condition of the heart, the more difficult is for the effect to be there. But without doubt, according to Srila Swarup Damodar Das Goswami, they will have a permanent impression. You know, because it's a spiritual experience that's being imprinted on the soul. And that experience will it's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And that's the special aspect of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. It gives a permanent experience. Yeah. So it may externally, it may not see, but it will be there. Yeah, it will be there. Yes, Karan Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. You are mentioning the uniqueness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is that he bestows experience. Now, when someone comes to Krishna consciousness, they get like a little taste of that experience, and that's what impels them as an impetus to continue further, and then one starts following rules and regulations. And the scriptures mention that by following the rules and regulations, one then experiences this experience. Now, sometimes we find that after a while, even though seemingly following the rules and regulations, that experience still doesn't come. So my question is, from where actually is that experience coming from? And if by following the rules and regulations that experience is to come, does that mean when the experience doesn't come, it's a fault on our part for not following properly? Or, yeah, I was wondering if you could maybe comment on this.
So your question, if I understand correctly, is you said, you know, the experience normally should come if the process is followed. But sometimes people follow the process and they do not get the experience. Is that your question? So your question is, it because of a defect in them following the process? Some people think there's a problem with the process and that's why they leave. You know, but generally, yes, it's them not following the mercy, and there's something within their heart that's just not allowing the mercy to enter. You know, it could be various things that's just not allowing the mercy to enter. The heart is too clouded. And when we see that happens, you know, many a time. But definitely, you know, the fault is not in the process. The worst case situation is that they've committed some offense, you know, some Vaishnava parada. Other types of anarthas can be vanquished, but the effect of Vaishnava aparad sometimes becomes a real obstacle. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. But that's the only thing he said. He said, "Don't sin again, and don't create Vaishnava aparad. Everything else is the mercy will still flow." Will come to you. Hare Krishna. You want to add anything, Govinda Prabhu?
Thank you very much. Just a thought I had, because it's interesting that back to Siddhanta Saraswati we talk about harm giving charity, that type of charity which didn't actually spiritually benefit someone. For example, if you help someone by feeding them, they become comfortable and they don't search for the truth. And they use the phrase mando daya, daya. The mercy daya is manda udaya, it gives bad result. And it reflects on this verse where the mercy is the opposite, is amando daya, daya. So I'm thinking maybe that's where he got the phrase from.
Mm.
And you'd mentioned that he or was talking about this particular verse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it must be some connection, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, you gave a whole discourse on this verse.
Thank you very much. I'm going to try and find this discourse, and I'll look at the book where I found Manda Daya Daya and see if I can piece it all together. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
So by default, mind says that fulfillment is the main purpose of life. I mean, that's normal layperson. So that's why all the desires are, because whenever you meet the object of desire, there is fulfillment. And that is the optimum space you want to reach in general. But once you understand Vira, like separation from Krishna, then fulfillment is not the main thing. Fulfillment is not something, but separation is. Somehow I understood the difference between these two. I can't express, but to me it feels like if you have separation, it's, in Hindi it's called viraha.
Yes, viraha.
Viraha, yeah. And then suddenly the renunciation will happen.
I would suggest, you know, everything's explained in this beautiful book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah.
You know, everything we've spoken about, very, very briefly, is all very nicely explained by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj. Study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, when I was reading this verse, the more and more I was thinking how important Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is. Because when people understand, you know, how the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, how it's manifest, how he is giving his mercy in so many deep ways, then the attachment and appreciation for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will increase many, many fold. Many, many fold. And, so now I understand where Srila Prabhupada said, you know, print 20,000 sets and distribute it to everyone on the street, you know, because they would feel that impression, that experience they would get, they can get through Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.